Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got some breaking news today from the Law School Admission Council.
Yeah, they sent us this email. The email says, as you explore and prepare for your journey in law, we are pleased to tell you that beginning with the August 2023 LSAT, test takers will have the choice of whether to take the test in its current online live remote proctored format, in other words, at home, or in person at a digital testing center. Our goal in offering two different test modes is to give each test taker a choice of which option works best for them. Please note that regardless of whether one chooses to take the LSAT remotely or at a test center, the content of the test will remain exactly the same. Test takers will still have the option to schedule their test for the time which best suits their schedule.
This is just breaking news, so we have no idea what this is going to actually look like in real life. We know that it does not start until the August 2023 test, but that'll be here before we know it, I suppose. I think most people are still going to prefer to take it at home. You know, it's your comfy desk and your own computer, and you can control the environment entirely, and you'll probably have a little bit of less testing anxiety because you're in a comfortable environment. But some people, if they've got real, you know, noisy roommates or kids or whatever, or if they don't have reliable Wi-Fi at home, or maybe they don't have a computer that is, reliable enough to take an online remote proctored test for 3 hours, some people might benefit from this option. All the details are available on the LSAC website or in your LSAC account, and you're going to want to investigate that to see what's best for you. I think it's nothing but good news because it just gives people another option. We want to know what you guys think about it, though. So, rather than us speculate how this is going to go down, why don't you just email daily at lsatdemon.com and tell us what you think or ask us a question about it. And we'll have more to say about this when we see how it's actually going to play out in the real world. Content of the test changes zero. Cost of the test changes zero. Nothing except for, hey, here's an option if you do want to go take it at a testing center.
It's still going to be in Law Hub either way. Yep.
Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.